American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. These sentences have verbs which are followed by an infinitive. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Phil can't afford to go on a vacation this year. Number 2. Ralph wants to see Ruby tonight. Number 3. Don't bother to call him again. Number 4. Did you volunteer to pick up the packages? Number 5. Vern chose not to write the report. Number 6. Walt threatened to call the police if the noise didn't stop. Number 7. Alice decided not to shop at the supermarket. Number 8. Jack started to read the information aloud.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions. Use the cue words to answer them. Look at the examples.
Example 1. Would you like to go to the movies? Repeat. No, I'd like to watch TV. Example 2. What does Mr. Green want to cook this evening? Repeat. He wants to cook a special dish.
Now, listen and answer the questions.
Number 1. What did Nell promise to lend you? Repeat. She promised to lend me her book. Number 2. Did Norm decide to call the company? Repeat. Yes, he decided to call them tomorrow morning. Number 3. Who refused to give him money? Repeat. Keith refused to give him money. Number 4. Did she offer to meet him? Repeat. Yes, she offered to meet him at a restaurant. Number 5. How does Bill plan to get there? Repeat. Bill plans to get there by taxi. Number 6. Why does Barbara need to have the information? Repeat. She needs to have the information for the report. Number 7. Did Fred forget to close the doors? Repeat. No, he forgot to close the windows. Number 8. Where did Susan learn to speak French? Repeat. Susan learned to speak French in Paris.
Look at figure 3. Listen and complete the sentences with the correct form of the verb you hear. Read the first example. Now listen and write. Go. Repeat. Mary couldn't afford to go to college. Read the second example. Listen and write. Start. Repeat. The tablet will start to dissolve soon. Now, read the statement, listen for the cue word or words, and write the correct form on the line.
Number 1. Listen. Neat. Number 2. Listen. Count. Number 3. Listen. Afford. Number 4. Listen, care. Number 5. Listen, need. Number 6. Listen, ring. Number 7. Listen, wait. Number 8. Listen, come.
Let's repeat your answers.
Number 1. Frank arranged to meet Fred at the club. Number 2. The airman proceeded to count the boxes. Number 3. We can't afford to buy a new car. Number 4. Marcy seemed not to care about what happened. Number 5. The student needed to study the material yesterday. Number 6. The operator failed to ring the number. Number 7. Hank is waiting to see the boss right now. Number 8. The men were asked not to come late.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogues. Number 1.
Hogan, I heard that Harvey had worked here a long time before John came.
What did Henry say?
He said that Harvey had worked here a long time before John came.
Number 2.
Jack, did you know that I hadn't met my new teacher until this morning?
What did John ask you?
He asked if I knew that he hadn't met his new teacher until this morning.
Number 3.
The children had been swimming just a short time when it began to rain.
What did Locke say?
He said that the children had been swimming just a short time when it began to rain.
Number 4.
My daughter had been sick for a week before the doctor decided to put her in the hospital.
What did Mick say?
Mick said his daughter had been sick for a week before the doctor decided to put her in the hospital.
Number 5.
I hadn't been driving long when the tire went flat.
What did Pete tell you?
He told me he hadn't been driving long when the tire went flat.
Look at figure 5. Listen to what is said and listen to the question. Complete the answer. Look at the example and listen. Example.
Paul had already left by the time Fran arrived.
What did he say?
Repeat. He said that Paul had already left by the time Fran arrived. Now, listen to a statement and a question. Then, complete the answer. Number 1.
The plane had been flying for a couple of hours before they finally served some lunch.
What did he tell you?
Number 2.
Vern hadn't been reading long when the electricity went off.
What did he say?
Number 3.
Had Ted been writing to Sarah before she called?
What did he ask you?
Number 4.
Sam's family had visited him when he was in California.
What did he tell you?
Number 5.
Had Walt been working here a long time before he retired?
What did he ask you?
Listen to the dialogues and repeat the answers. Number 1.
The plane had been flying for a couple of hours before they finally served some lunch.
What did he tell you?
Repeat. He told me the plane had been flying for a couple of hours. Before they finally served some lunch.
Number 2.
Vern hadn't been reading long when the electricity went off.
What did he say?
Repeat. He said Vern hadn't been reading long when the electricity went off.
Number 3.
Had Ted been writing to Sarah before she called?
What did he ask you?
Repeat. He asked if Ted had been writing to Sarah before she called.
Number 4.
Sam's family had visited him when he was in California.
What did he tell you?
Repeat. He told me Sam's family had visited him. When he was in California.
Number 5.
Had Walt been working here a long time before he retired?
What did he ask you?
Repeat. He asked whether Walt had been working here a long time. Before he retired.
Look at figure 6. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. Don't write. Just listen first.
Number 1. The pilot maneuvered the plane through the storm. Number 2. A pilot never ignores the instruments in the cockpit. Number 3. They take extra precautions in stormy weather. Number 4. The pilot concentrates while approaching the runway. Number 5. The aircraft made a bumpy landing.
Listen again. This time, write the sentences in figure 6. Listen.
Number 1. The pilot maneuvered the plane. Through the storm. Number 2. A pilot never ignores. The instruments in the cockpit. Number 3. They take extra precautions. In stormy weather. Number 4. The pilot concentrates. While approaching the runway. Number 5. The aircraft made a bumpy landing.
Now, check what you have written while you listen to the sentences again.
Number 1. The pilot maneuvered the plane through the storm. Number 2. A pilot never ignores the instruments in the cockpit. Number 3. They take extra precautions in stormy weather. Number 4. The pilot concentrates while approaching the runway. Number 5. The aircraft made a bumpy landing.
Turn to the answer page to check your answers. This is the end of Tape 3C, Book 24.